Continuing on the raid from yesterday, as it relates to high-level Erevin, Shabbos, and some of the sugyas that, Baruch Hashem, we spent a lot of time together learning. And that is, we mentioned the Mishkan Es Yaakov's Kasha, which is really the Bir Halacha's Kasha. Incidentally, the Nusach of the way the Mishkan Es Yaakov asks the Kasha, and the way the Bir Halacha asks the Kasha is a little bit different, but we don't have to focus on that nuance now. But what are we talking about? So, we know that in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, it's not enough that it's not a Rishus HaYachid. It's also not enough that the public has the right to use it, and even that the public uses it. But rather, you have to check off some boxes. It has to meet certain technical criteria. The Makar to the technical criteria is the Gemara and the Rishonim, and it's all put together and summarized in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Mem Hesiv Katan Zayin. The Mechaber says, in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, it has to be at the very least 16 Amos wide. Additionally, it has to be Mefulish Mishar Lashar. Additionally, it has to be Eina Makura. And then finally, V'yeshan, says the Shulchan Aruch, it has to be a place, in order for it to be a Rishus HaRabim, where 600,000 people are Oivrim B'chol Yom. If, however, the place is a Rishus HaRabim in the generic sense, however, it's not a Rabim on the level of 600,000, halachically speaking, it would not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. The Makar to the Yesh Oimrim is Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas, other Rishonim as well. The Taz says that there are many Rishonim that argue with Rashi and Tosfos. However, he did the math and there's more Makilim than there are Machmirim. The Bir Halacha says that the Taz got his list from the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef 500 years ago hadn't seen all the Rishonim that we have access to today. And he says that the Beis Yosef seen the list today, he would have known that there's much more Machmirim than there are Rishonim. The bottom line is, this is a tumult of the ages. Whether in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, it requires a criteria of Samech Riboy, 600,000 people, or even if you don't have 600,000 people, then in and of itself would be enough for it to be Rishus HaRabim. The Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Mem Hei, and also in Siman Shin Gimel asks a Gevaldig Akasha. The Rishonim say that even though once upon a time Rishus HaRabim was a very important part of life, but Ha'idna, nowadays, Rishonim said this, there's no real Rishus HaRabim. And the reason the Rishonim said Ha'idna, again, in their times, there's no real Rishus HaRabim, is because one of the times, this is Taisel Shitasai, is that you have to have 600,000 people. I mean that it's Lo Shchiach to have 600,000. Not only Shchiach, it doesn't exist. It's not Matzli. There is no Rishus HaRabim. So he said the whole idea of Rishus HaRabim is not real in a Geya. This Shita of the Bali Taisis is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Shabbos, in Siman Chin Gimel. We spoke about this when we learned Hilchas Shabbos, Perik Bamet Yisha Yoitza. The Halach is Medina de Gemara, it's a Mishnah, it's a whole Perik in Shas. A woman's not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Why? Because it's a concern. She may meet her friend, and her friend is going to comment on a piece of jewelry that she's wearing. Dilma Sholfa, she'll take the jewelry off to show it to her friend, Mechavya, and they're going to come to carry Dalai Lama's Mishnah Sarabim. And Tosfos says, the women today are not Machbid. Women today wear jewelry on Shabbos. Aye, what happened to the Kishash, Sholfa, Mechavya? So Tosfos says, there's no Rishus HaRabim today. So even if a woman would do that, she wouldn't violate Havara's Dalai Lama's Mishnah Sarabim midday rice. Everything's only a caramelist. Today, no worries. It's not something you have to be concerned. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down this Yesh Oimrim, which is that a Rishus HaRabim has to be a place where you have 600,000, and today there's no real Rishus HaRabim, and as a result, it impacts different halachas. Afreik Debir Halacha, and again, this comes really from the Mishkan Es Yaakov and others, and that is, if that's the case, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar. When Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we don't take Dalet Minim. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. Why? Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Rishus HaRabim. It's afraid to bear Allah. He says, I don't understand. If you're telling me there's no real Rishus HaRabim, Zuzmanazah, the Bali Tosfos said it in their times, in the Middle Ages. And then the Beis Yosef already brought it in Shulchan Aruch, several hundred years later. So if there's no Rishus HaRabim, so what are we doing? So why aren't we blowing Shofar this year? Why aren't we reading the Megillah on Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos? Why aren't we taking Dalet Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? Shem Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Rishus HaRabim. I thought there's no chash. If you're telling me you don't have to worry about a woman wearing jewelry, shofar, mechavya. So why are we being mevatel these important mitzvahs? We're chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, dover b'itay ma'toiv, and we're just making away with these mitzvahs. What? Because of the gzera that existed 1,000 years ago? L'chur, it's not negeya b'zman hazeh. So if it's not negeya b'zman hazeh, why is it that this is something that we're still so worried about? So yesterday we mentioned a beautiful mahalach from Rabbi Yehuda Asad. It was the second time we mentioned it. We mentioned the Masechta Shabbos from the longest perspective. The nafkamina between Hoytzom Rishus HaYachal Rishus HaRabim versus being Mavrid Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim. Yesterday we mentioned it from the standpoint of the Erevin implications. But regardless, Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush. There's a tshuva from the Marsham. in Shailos Etshuvas Marsham, Chelak Gimel, Simen Kuf Pech Tches. He brings that the Kasha was asked to the Besamim Rosh. He brings a teres that the Besamim Rosh says, and he says a whole shtickel Torah really to explain something that the Besamim Rosh said. But Ayoytze Mehadvarim from the Marsham is two terutzim to this Kasha. Mention the second teretz first. The second teretz, the Marsham says, is that I want to shtel su a Magen Avraham, something that we've spoken about in the past, in Hilchis Birchas Hamaz, just to show how everything is so interconnected. The halacha is, achal, if somebody eats, the any idea in Birech Birchas Hamaz, he doesn't know if he benched in Lav. I mean, he has a Safik Birchas Hamaz. So the halacha is Sarach Lavarach Misafik. You have to bench again Misafik. Why? Because Birchas Hamaz is Deiraisa. Even though usually Safik Brachas is Lahakil, but Safik Birchas Hamaz is Le chumra, and the reason is because Birchas Hamazon is a deiraisa. Shakul Nibidvari is only the Rabbanon. Any Birchas Hamitzvah is only the Rabbanon. Al Natilas Yadayim is the Rabbanon. But Birchas Hamazon is the deiraisa. So I mean that it's a deiraisa. Och, v'nidayim birch Birchas Hamazon im lav. Tzarech levarich misafik. And again, the reason is, Mibneshe min atayra. Says the Magen Avraham one line that was Marishay Lomois. And that is, v'tzarech levarich gam bracha revias. If you have a safik, if you have to bench, it's not enough to bench the first three brachas. You have to bench the fourth bracha as well. Hatoiva native. Why? The loyal is al zulepa. So you shouldn't be mezalzel in it. In other words, the Magen Avraham had a nice shayla. If you have a safik, if you have to bench, so you bench misafik. Why? Because it's a sveika de raisa. The chiyav brichas hamazon is a chiyav de raisa. V'yachalta v'savatu v'rachtas Hashem alokecha. Safik de raisa l'chumra. But we know only the first three brachas on the de raisa. The fourth bracha of hatoiv ha-metiv was instituted after churban bayisheni. Hatoiv shenitnu l'kfura v'ha-metiv sheloi hisriach. It's related to Rabbi Akiva and the dire of post-bar koichva revolution and churban beitar, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas. Hatoiv ha-metiv is rabbinic. It's not biblical. It's a chiyav derabbanan. It's not a chiyav deraisa. So if that's the case, clears the Magen Avraham. If someone has a safik brachas hamazon, so he's going to bench now. Should he bench only the first three brachas? Because only those hamid deraisa. But klapi atoiv ha-meitiv, it's a safik derabbanan. Hadur dina safik derabbanan l'kula. Or maybe no. Once you're benching, you should bench in all four. Says the Magen Avraham, it's pashit. V'tzarech levarich gam bracha revias. Why? The loyla zalzuleba. So the Marsham in this tshuva, as did other gedolei achroinim in different tshuvas where they were discussing completely unrelated halachas, the Birchas Hamazon said, that you see from the Magen Avraham, they have to be very careful when it comes to takanas chazal. Because even though it's true, sveikid rabbana lakula, but if you do something that's going to show a zilzal in a derabbana, you're not allowed to do that. Because sarich levarich gam bracha revias, the loyla zalzuleba. So he said that for years, for generations, there was a halacha that we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Shema yavi renu, dal ramas, b'shus harabim. It was a real concern. There's a rishus harabim, and shema yavi renu, dal ramas, b'shus harabim. So what do you want now? What's freak the bir halacha? What's freak the mishkan as yakiv? What did all the achrein and the shaylam eishiv? Well, what's the kasha? That now that you don't have a rishus harabim, now all you have is a karmel is, let's go blow shofar again. So said the Marsham, l'chura yesh loymar, that if you're going to go blow shofar today on Shabbos, and people are going to say, what do you mean? I thought you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Oh no, that's a rishus harabim. This is only a karmelis. You know what you're going to do? Ein l'chazuzul gedoyle mizu. You're being mezuzul in the karmelis. Because you're showing, our karmelis, no big deal. Yeah, rishus harabim, I'm worried about. You carry in a karmelis, all right, it's not the end of the world. Says the Marsham, you can't be mezuzul in a karmelis. So to go ahead and reinstate these mitzvahs, why? Because it's only a karmelis. That's a zilzal in a karmelis. So would we have made the takana l'katchila for a karmelis? No. Because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. We wouldn't make such a takana. But hank that we had the gzeira for a shasar rabbin. And now the mitzvah has changed a little bit. The circumstances changed. So what do you tell me? Oh, it's only a karmelis. That's a zilzal. You can't be mezalzel in the karmelis. You don't have to make takanas for the karmelis. But to be mezalzel there, you don't have to do. What's the precedence for that? So he says, ke'ein mashakosav ha-mogen avram besimin kuf pei dalet. Half of a fellow. It's ke'ein this way. He's not shtelling it too, like it's the same halacha. But it's ke'ein. You want a mashal, exhibit A for such a concept that you don't make zeris maybe for the rabbanon. But at the same time, you can't be mezalzel in the rabbanon. That you have this Magen Avraham. Either way, that's the second teretz of the Marsham. But the first teretz of the Marsham is something that requires a little bit more iyun. The Marsham said, as it relates to this kasha, that I want to shtel tzu a Rashi in Parshas Ekev. The Rashi in Parshas Ekev is going on the pasuk that we say in Kriyashma, Vavadete Mehera Mialo Adama, and then we say afterwards, V'samtem es dvarei eila al levavchem v'al nafshechem. And Rashi says over there that from the smichus of the psukim, it sounds a little bit like the Torah is coming to tell us something. Meaning, v'chara af Hashem b'chem b'atzar Hashemai v'lo yematar v'adom lo yisitein es yivula v'avadetem mehera. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that if you're not going to do what you're supposed to do, this is the second parasha of Kriya. V'ha'im Shemaya, everything's going to be wonderful. Nasati mitar artzachem bi'ito yeru malkish v'asafto digenachav v'siroish chavitzarecha. But what's going to be if you're going to do the wrong thing? Then it's going to be v'atzar Hashemai v'avadetem mehera min ha'aretz. Hashem says you're going to be thrown out of the land. What's the next pasuk? V'samtem es dvarem eila alavavchem v'al nafshechem ukshartem uksavt. Says Rashi that there's a smichus between the pasuk vavadetem mehera and v'samtem. Afal pi shani megala eschem min ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though vavadetem mehera, I'm throwing you out of Eretz Yisrael. I'm literally sending you into exile. But at the same time, heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvos. Make sure that you keep the mitzvos. Shekishatem chozrim, so that when you come back, lo yilochem chadashim. It shouldn't be as if you've never seen this mitzvah before. Meaning, the Torah says that even after vavadetem mehera min ha'aretz, at the same time, v'samtem es dvarei eila alavavchem. Why? Because you have to make sure that when you're in galus, v'samtem es meaning there would have been a habit, meaning that maybe when you're in chutz la'aretz you don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. Comes again the Torah and says, "Va'avadetem mehera." Next pasuk, "V'samtem es dvarei el alavavchem." Af la'achar shetiglu heyem mitzuyonim b'mitzvahs. Heinichu tefillin asu mezuzos kedesh la'yu aleichem chadoshim kishetachzeru. It's like this; it won't be new to you when you're coming to come, when you're going to come back. Unbelievable Rashi. There would have been a havamina that when Yidr and Gauls don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. The Torah went out of its way to say that even though vavadetem mehera min ha'aretz, v'samtem es dvarei el alavavchem. Now the truth is, the makar to this Rashi is a Sefri. The Sefri is right here on this pasuk, the second parasha of Kriya Shema. In Parasha Sekev, the Sefri says verbatim what Rashi says, and then the Sefri continues. Mashal and Melech. I'll explain to you in a mashal. Shekas alishtai. There was a Melech that got very angry at his wife. V'chazra b'veis avim. He sent his wife home. Amar lo, he told his wife, heaven mekushatim b'tachshitech. I want you to know that even though right now, you know, you're gonna be home. You're not in the palace. But at the same time, every day, you should wake up and you should dress the part. Why? So that kishetachzeri, when I call you back, lo yu alecha kichadoshim. Kach omar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael the same thing. Bonai, my sons. Heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvahs. Make sure you keep the mitzvahs. Shekshatim choizrim, like this one, you're going to come back. Lo yu alechem chadoshim. Like this, it's not going to be new. She Yirmiyahu omar. Yirmiyahu anavi said, atzivi loch tziyonim. Elu ha-mitzvah she Yisrael mitzuyonim b'hem. That Hashem tells Klai Yisrael that even when you're in Golus, v'avadetem mehera min ha'aretz, but v'samtem es dvarei el alavavchem. Make sure you put on tefillin, make sure you keep the mezuzah. Why? Like the mashal, like the melech that sent his wife home, but at the same time said, listen, you never know when you're going to get called back. So that you should just every day act like a queen, because one day you're going to have to walk in and be a queen again. So it's in the same vein that even though you're in chutz la'aretz, and maybe theoretically you should be patim in ha'mitzvahs, but at the same time, no, you have to make sure, heyem mitzuyonim b'mitzvahs, shekishatem chayzrim. Lo yiyu aleichem chadashim. So said the Marsham, that you see from here at Dovah Neira. Why do we keep mitzvahs when we're in Chutz La'aretz? It's only because one day we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And when we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have to act like a queen again. We're going to have to be ready to be able to keep the Torah and mitzvahs. So everything we're doing now is mernit. This is all a dress rehearsal, literally. We put on tefillin. This is also that one day when we come into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be ready. We will have not missed a beat. We'll know exactly what we're supposed to, otherwise we're going to forget. Otherwise we're going to be rusty. We're going to have to go dust off a Torah that was, for 2,000 years, Jews didn't observe. So we have to be ready, primed, to be able to keep Torah mitzvahs. So says the Masham, you know why we keep Torah mitzvahs in Golus, Zok, Rashi, and Parashat Zeikim, and the Parashat Kirishma? So that we'll be prepared to do what we're supposed to do when we go back to Eretz Yisrael. He said, well, we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden are going to return, Uvoa, if the Meretz Ashur, Vahnidachim, Eretz Mitzrayim. When all the Yidden are going to come back, there's going to be more than Shishim Riba Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, if there's going to be more than Shishim Riba Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael is going to go back to being a Rishos Arabim again. If it's going to be a Rishos Arabim again, Shainem Bold is going to be a Xer Hashem Yavi Renu Dalan Amrus Rishos Arabim. So he said, Enochinami now in Golos, Ho'idna the Bali Toysva said, and Ho'idna, Yehav, even the Shulchan Aruch said, we don't have a real Rishos Arabim. But we don't keep the mitzvahs because of Oidna. Everything we're doing now is like a rehearsal for what's going to be at some point in the future. Really, it's all about what's going to be when we come back. When we come back, Eretz Yisrael is going to be a Rishus HaRabim. So if Eretz Yisrael is going to be a Rishus HaRabim, when we come back, now already we have to behave as if it's a Rishus HaRabim. It's like a chinuch svara. Right, you mechanuch a child, gam ki yaskin liyasi matters. You always think, not what's the child now, what's the child going to be like when he's bar mitzvah? It's the same idea. It's not about now. It's all about the future, because that's what all Torah mitzvahs and chutz laaretz is about. So said the Marsha, with this Rashi, half of a fellow, that's another. So two beautiful terusim for the Marsha. The second one is based on the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Berachos on Mazon, and the other one is based on a Rashi in Parsha Zeichin. But just one aura as it relates to this Rashi. We have a little bit of time. This Rashi in Parsha Zeichin, and that is, all the Rishonim, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Moshe of Skenim, which is the Sefer on Chumash from the Bali Tosfos, all the Rishonim ask on Rashi two very, very obvious questions. Again, these are my own words, but this is what the Rishonim are struggling with. Number one, what's Pashup Shana Rashi? It just sounds so hard to accept this, Rashi. The reason we keep Torah Mitzvahs and Chutz Laaretz, the reason we're doing the Daf now is really not because we have to do the Daf now. It's like this, when Mashiach comes, we'll be primed to learn Daf Yoimi. Seriously? That's it just sounds so schwer. This is mamish like the queen that she's in her father's house, and really she's putting on the big day Malchus, and really it's a Litzonis, because it's no Sheikhus. But she just has to be prepared, because one day, you never know. It's kosher. It's a very, very shver Rashi. V'oid, there's a mefurish gemara. A gemara mesechtes kedushin daf lamed zayin amar aleph. The Mishnah says, "Kol mitzvah shi'tluya ba'aretz, eino nehegazal ba'aretz." Any mitzvah that has something to do with the land, truma, ma'isa, shmita, bikurim, it's only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. V'she'ena tluya ba'aretz, any mitzvah that has nothing to do with the land, tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Chutz mina arlo v'kilayim, Reb Lezer Yemer, af ha'chadosh v'advarim matikin. Zokti gemar, v'no ani mili. How do you know that a yid is obligated to keep mitzvahs that are not tluyos ba'aretz, even in chutz la'aretz, and mitzvahs that are tluyos ba'aretz only in Eretz? The Tanur Rabban, it's a b'ris. Ela chukim, it says in the Torah, v'hamishpatim asher tishmur lasis ba'aretz asher nasa Hashem lekei la'visecho l'cho l'rishta kol ayomim asher atem chayim al adom. Ela chukim ela midrashis v'hamishpatim ela adin. Asher tishmur zu mishnah, lasis zu maise ba'aretz, yochel kol ha'mitzvahs kulon, lo yu enog ela ba'aretz. I would think all the mitzvahs should only be noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Tamad loyim kol ayomim asher atem chayim al adom. I kol ayomim yochel yud noyagim bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz tamad loyim ba'aretz. Me'ach shri ba'kos of a mi'ed. So you have a riboy in this pasuk, we're going through it fast. That's marba that you have to keep mitzvahs even in chutz la'aretz. And you have a mi'ed in the pasuk that says you only have to keep mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So what do? Say ulamad mi masha amar beinyan. Abi ta abdinus kol amakoy mesasha abdu sham. Ma'avi diske chavim yuchedes shichaves haguf and ayheges bein baris bein bechutz laaretz. Af kol shichaves haguf neheges bein baris bein bechutz laaretz. So the Gemara says, bottom line, it's a long drasha. It's a quarter of an amid in Kedushin daf lamed zayin amid aleph, where the Gemara says that we have a riboy and a miut and a pasuk in Devarim Perik Yud Beis pasuk Aleph, where the pasuk seems to be marba that you have to keep mitzvahs and chutz laaretz. The pasuk seems to be mamait that you don't have to keep mitzvahs and chutz laaretz. Me'achas shiribah kasam miut. We have to figure something out. We need to reconcile this in some way. So you know what we say? Mitzvahs not tluyas ba'aretz are only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs that are not tluyas ba'aretz are going to be noyig even in chutz laaretz. That's the Gemara Kedushin daf lamed zayin amid aleph. It's fragging the Rishon and the Moshe Skein and the Bali. This is Tosfos Gash on Rashi. He says, I don't understand. Rashi needs a whole sefri to tell me vavadatem heirim in aretz v'samtem es devar ayela to be married, that even in chutz laaretz you have to keep mitzvahs. It's a mefurish gemara. Kedushin lamed zayin amid aleph. It's a braisa. Tanu rabbanan elu achukim elu amidrashos v'amishpatim. It's mefurish. The me'achas shariba akasam miut. So this is the makar. The makar is not the sefri. The makar is the gemara in kedushin. Daf lamed zayin amid aleph. So what do you need two makaris for? Azay freik the Moshe Skein. So two kashins on this sefri that Rashi quotes. Number one. What does it mean? The only reason you have to keep mitzvahs and chutz laaretz is all because you never know when Mashiach's going to come and we have to be ready? It sounds a little shver. It's a mefurish gemara. We're chayiv in all mitzvahs that are einon kliyas ba'aretz, bein b'chutz laaretz, midday raisa, based on a pasuk. It's true, you needed a pasuk for it. But at the end of the day, we have a pasuk, and has nothing to do l'chayir with this ifri. This is what the Rishonim struggle with. So I was thinking, lulei de mistafina, maybe you could say a pashta chelik. I think the Sifri and the Gemara and Kedushin are talking about two different things. Now the Rishonim all ask the Kasha. So obviously with covet to the Rishonim's Kasha. But I think at first glance, it sounds a little bit like we're talking about two different things. The Gemara Masechtas Kedushin is discussing, how do you know mitzvahs are noyig in chutz laaretz? Maybe you only have to keep a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe if I live in Bavel, I live in the United States of America, I live in the Schweiz, maybe I don't have to keep mitzvahs. How do you know mitzvahs were meant to be observed in chutz laaretz? Maybe mitzvahs were only meant to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. That's a sugya kedushin daf lamed zayin. It's a mishnah and with a drasha me'achas shariba kos of a miyat a chiluk between mitzvahs atluyas baretz and mitzvahs shein atluyas baretz. Rashi is quoting a sefri that is discussing, how do you know that when the yidden go to Golos, they still have to keep mitzvahs? Va'avadetem meherim min ha'aretz. Maybe once the Yidden are in Golus, there's no chiyuv to keep Torah mitzvahs anymore. Kamash v'vam v'samtem es dvarei eila levavchem, that even when you're in Golus, afilu la'achashit, af al pishani megala eschem in ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz, still heya mitzuyanim. In other words, the Gemara Kedushin maybe was discussing not a tkufa of Golus, it's bias rishoin. You live somewhere in the Shomron. You're on a business trip now. You had to go to Alexandria, Chvesnes, you had to go somewhere on business. So, the question is, when I'm there, do I have to put on tefillin? When I'm there, do I have to wear tzitzis? Do I have to learn Torah? Do I have to keep Torah mitzvahs? Kamash v'lon, yeah. Mitzvahs that are not tluyas ba'aretz on a heges, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. The Sefri is talking about something else. Va'avadet meheru. The Beis HaMikdash was chorev. We're in Golus now. So now that there's no Beis HaMikdash anywhere, Klal Yisrael's in Golus. Va'avadet meheru. Maybe in a zman of Golus, it's different. And maybe in a zman of Golus, you don't have to keep mitzvahs. That's a whole different drasha. That's a Sefri. That afal pishani megal eschem in aretz. That's the punchline. Not that you punk them. No, it's Alpha Pishani Megal Eschem in Aretz L'Chutz La'aretz. Hey, Mitzvah B'Mitzvahs. Still, there's a chiyuv to keep mitzvahs. Why? Because you never know when the Golus is going to end. Because when's Mashiach going to come? What Mashiach tell Rabbi Shua Ben Levi? Hayoyim in Bekol Sishmam. Today, I'll come today. And being that it can happen today, you have to be ready because you may not have time to prepare for it. So today, the Golus can end, and you have to make sure. Like that queen, she never knows when her husband's going to call her back, so she has to be ready. Meaning, the Gemara in Kedushin is discussing Chutz La'aretz, but not in a zman of Golus. The Sefri that Rashi quotes in Parashas Akim in the second parashah of Kriyat Shema is talking about a zman. But the question is, what's the difference? Right, what's the difference? Why should there be a chilik? Why would you think that this man of Golus would be a little bit different? So maybe you could say one ha'ara, behektim, a classic Meshech Achma. The Rambam has a very famous shita as it relates to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Throughout Shas is a machloikis, Kedusha Rishayin, a kitchel, a shayit, a kitchel, a salavai, or like kitchel, a salavai. When there was Yerushalayim and there was a Beis HaMikdash and the Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael had gvaldige Kedusha. What happened after the Churban? Did the Kedusha go away? Kedusha Rishayin, kitchel, a shayit, a kitchel, a salavai, or like kitchel, a salavai. What about Kedusha Shni? When Ezra came back, and Ezra certainly was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael again. So what about that Kedusha? Kedusha Shni, a Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavi? I like Kitchel L'Asalavi. So the Rambam Shita in Perek Vav Hilchas Beis Abchira is, we spoke a lot about this when we learned Kachin, that Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel L'Asalavi. Kedusha Shni is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavi. So Kedusha Rishon, the more intense Kedusha, is actually lesser. Meaning Kedusha Rishon, which a starker Kedusha, is loy kitchel asan lavi. Kedusha Shnia, which is the lesser Kedusha, that was kitchel asan lavi. In the Rambam, in Yad Chazaka, says as far as why that would be the case. But says Rav Meir Simcha, kidarkoi bakoidish, oid yesh loy matam, al mash Kedusha Rishayna batla, v'kedusha l'shnia, lo asid lavi. So he says, maybe the pshat's like this. We all know the Gemara Masechtis Shabbos, Pechesam and Aleph. The pasuk says, "Vayisyatzvu betachte sahar." Amar Rabbi Avdimi bar Chama, bar Chosam, Alamit Shachav, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Limesahar Kegigis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took the har and he put it on top of Klal Yisrael. But Amar Lam and he told him, "And matem mekabel matayra mutav. If you mekabel the Torah, tremendous. Then lav shom teik furaschem." Meaning, Klal Yisrael mekabel the Torah at gunpoint. Amar Rav Acher bar Yaakov, Mikan, the immortal words, "Meidal Rabbi Loi Raisa." Every yid has a perfect time. You go up to Shemai after 120. They're going to tell you, "Nasasav and Asatav Amuna." They're going to tell you, "Kavati itim bat Torah." See, peacefully Yeshua is going to say, "Mikan meidal Rabbi Loi Raisa." You have a nice Jewish attorney standing on your right side. He's going to tell you, "You're on." Can I speak on behalf of my client? Mikan my dear Rabbi Raisa. Shabbos Pechesam and Aleph. So Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov Mikan my dear. If we were never makabel the Torah Beratzon, we have a time to sign this. We don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. We were forced. What do you want from my life? Einus Rachmanu Patre Ulenayra Loisas Adava Vihilay Nispasa. So Mikan my dear Rabbi Raisa. Zokti Gemara Amar Rava Afal Pikein Hader Belua V'Meach Hashverish. It was true. It worked for a little while. But what happened was Klai Yisrael's makabel Torah from Feitema. When B'Meach Hashverish B'Teichibas Hanes Klai Yisrael's makabel Torah again. And when they were makabel Torah the second time, they were makabel Beratzon B'Ahava. And as a result, you don't have the time anymore. Mikamei Dei Rabbi Loi Raisa. Frank the Rajba and the Ramban and the Ran. Masech the Shabbos Daf Pechesam and Aleph. A very obvious question. If the Gemara felt that there's a taina called Mikamei Dei Rabbi Loi Raisa, Ad Kedei Kach, that without Hadik Kiblu B'Meach HaShverish, every Yid would have a perfect taina and he can get himself out of any situation. So if that's the case, why were the Yidden punished? Why were the Yidden punished before the Purim story? Why was the first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? That was before Hadi Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShveirosh. Why did Aseres HaShvatim go into Galus? That was before the Hadi Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShveirosh. Galus Yoyachin, Galus Sidkiyo, Galus Yoyachin. This was all before the Churban, which means that this was all before the story of Purim. It was before Hadi Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShveirosh. So, Frag and the Rishonim, why were the Yidden punished? And the Rishonim say, Ayin Sham, an incredible Yusayt. And that is the Enochinami. The reason the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was not because the Yidden were punished in the absolute sense. You were told, thou shalt not commit the following crime. You did. As a result, you're going to get the following schar v'onish. But rather, it was a different cheshbon. The Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rishonim say that when Hashem gave the Yidden Eretz Yisrael, He made it very clear on many different occasions that I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael ala t'nai. The t'nai is that you're going to keep Torah mitzvahs. But the moment you don't keep Torah mitzvahs anymore, I'm taking Eretz Yisrael away from you. The reason that the Yidden were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, that's Eretz HaShvatim. The reason you had Golus Yoyachim and Golus Yoyachim and then finally Golus Sidkiyo with the Churban wasn't a punishment for the crimes, but there was a deal. And the Jews didn't live up to their end of the deal. The deal was, I'm going to give you the land and you're going to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. You don't keep Torah and Mitzvahs, that's fine. I mean, I can't punish you, but at the same time, you're not going to get the land. And as a result, the land was taken away from them. The reason they were punished was not Betoiras Oynish, but it was because Enochinami, the whole land was given to them, and the moment they were Mekayim Datanai, they had no schus in Eretz Yisrael anymore. After Hadi Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShveirosh, now it's a whole different world. Now already you have to keep Torah Mitzvahs, because now there was a communal Kabbalah, L'Doyrei Doyris, Ayesh Yeshnu Kan, Ayesh Ashenenu Kan, where every Yid has to keep Torah Mitzvahs based on this Kabbalah Satoyra Be'ahav and this Kabbalah Satoyra Be'rotham. But Enochinami, say the Rishonim, is the Rabban, the Rajbah. The reason the Yidden were punished was more because they didn't keep their end of the bargain, not so much as an absolute Einish. So it says, Ramei Simcha, brilliant. He says, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time, so the Yidden were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Now that the Yidden weren't in Eretz Yisrael anymore, did they have to keep Torah Mitzvahs? Eretz Yisrael, I don't think, had Kedusha anymore, says Ramei Simcha. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael at that point didn't be'etzen have a Kedusha. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was Noveah. It was a toitzah of the chiyuv to keep the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. But if the Yidden are not in Eretz Yisrael anymore, there's no chiyuv to keep the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. When is there a chiyuv to keep the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael? If you're in Eretz Yisrael. Because you have a deal. And the deal is, you keep the mitzvahs, you get Eretz Yisrael. So now there's something called mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael. As a result, there's something called kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the moment the Yidden were thrown out of the land, the moment the Beis HaMikdash was charev, at that point there was no chiv to keep Torah mitzvahs, because if I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, what would be my chiv? The fact that I send Nasav and Ishma, Mikamidai Rabbele Reisel, that's not a real Kabbalah. So as a result, you have no chiv. Or if you have no chiv, so Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Lashaita, V'loy Kitchel Lassad Lavoy. There was no point for it to have Kedusha anymore. But then it was Hadi Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShveirosh. And then when the Makabal Torah B'Me'ach HaShveirosh, now there was something called a Yid that has to keep Torah mitzvahs, doesn't matter where he is. Every single Yid has to keep Torah mitzvahs. Oh, every single Yid has to keep Torah mitzvahs. Now already, even if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev, there's still a Cheftza of mitzvahs HaTluyas Baris. So now Kedusha Shnia, oh, that's going to be Kitchel Lassad Lavoy. Kedusha Rishayna was before the Hadi Kiblu. So it was only a Kedusha called Kamet is a mitzvah, is only a mitzvah for Eretz Yisrael. If the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Lashayta, but like Kitchel Lazalavi. Kedusha Shnia was the Olei Ezra. That was after the story of Purim. That was after the Hadi Kiblu of B'Me'ach HaShveirosh. At that point, it's already Kitchel Lazalavi. So Ulai, maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi over here was describing the Tkufa of Avadat Mehera. Rashi is explaining a pasuk in the Torah. This is before Hadi Kiblu of B'Me'ach HaShveirosh, after Kafa Lehem Har Kegigas. This is when the Yidden were in this Tkufa, this twilight area, where there was a Mikamei Dor Rabbalei Reis. In that Tkufa of Mikamei Dor Rabbalei Reis, there's no chiyuv to keep Torah Mitzvah Suchotz Laris. Just like Kedusha Rishonis Kitchel Ashaita V'Loi Kitchel Lassad Lavi, says Ramei Simcha. There's no chiyuv to keep Torah Mitzvah Suchotz Laris. Why not? Because what's the chiyuv? It's a deal. I'm out of Eretz Yisrael, not Gishmak, but at the same time, I don't have to keep Torah and Mitzvahs anymore. Zok Rashi, that Afal Pekin, even though you're in Chutz La'aretz, but Afal Achashe Tiglu, Heyem Mitzuyonim and Mitzvahs, Henichu Tfilim, Asu Mezuzois, Kidesh Layu, Aleichem, Chadoshim, Kishatachzeru. There's two different Shmuzin over here. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Flamed Zayin's discussing this Eretz Yisrael, a Yidiz Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs, but at the same time, you punked on Chutz La'aretz right now. Oh, you're living in Chutz La'aretz. Do you have to keep Torah and Mitzvahs? The answer is, yeah. How do I know? So that's the Mishnah over there in Kedushin.
Kiddushin. On Lamed Vav Amid Beis Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph at that price. I mean, on Emili Ma'achas Shereibu Amid. So you have this halacha. Rashi was discussing something else. Rashi was discussing what happens when the Yidden go into Galus. The Yidden go into Galus, and the whole Eretz Yisrael was Menit Alatnai that you're going to keep Torah Mitzvahs. Now I don't have Eretz Yisrael anymore. So you would think maybe there's no Chi of Torah Mitzvahs because what could you obligate me to do? And the truth is, you can't be obligated to do anything. But at the same time, the samtim is dvarei ela. Af lacha shetiglu heya mitzuyona b'mitzvahs. And maybe not even as a mitzvah, because if mikamay da rabbi rises a taino, it's a taino. But inichu tfilin asu mezuzois, kideish la yu aleichem chadoshim kishetachsu. And it's like the moshul and the sefri. You're right, you're not chayiv right now, but you piss on yovoi. And you never know when Shuas Hashem is terrifying, you're going to be called back in Eretz Yisrael. And if that's the case, it's for that kufa, you're going to have to be ready. Now, this pasuk is describing that interim kufa. We don't have time. It got way too late. But Moshe Lamad of Adoyma, Ayn Chuvas Chassam Soifer Simon Kuf Behey and Arachayim, Ayn Chom, it's Mamash Atzushta. But maybe a different day. But the point is, going back to the Masham Zohar, Masham asked the Kasha that the Velt says, Bir Allah is Kasha. Xerish Shem Yabi Renu Dal and Amis Bishos Rabbin. We don't have Bishos Rabbin's Bismanazah. So if we don't have Bishos Rabbin's Bismanazah, what's the, why are we still worried about it? So it says the Masham, no, because the only reason we keep mitzvahs today is Rashi and Parshas Ekev. It's all because one day that you have to remember when the Beis Hamikdash is going to rebuild what a mitzvah is. Then there will be a Rishus HaRabim. So being that then there will be a Rishus HaRabim, even right now we have to be knowing if it's a Rishus HaRabim. But the truth is, Lulei de Mistafin, I'm not so sure. Because it could be this Rashi might have expired. It could be this Rashi was only Negeya up until the Hadr Kibluah B'mei HaShverish. When there was a time of Mikan Moidoi Rabba Le'Raisa, then there was a Havamina that maybe when you're in Golus, you're not Mechuyiv to keep mitzvahs and Chutz Laretz. That's a price of a Sechtes Kedushin. Of course you have to keep mitzvahs and Chutz Laretz. The Shailas and the Zman of Golos. Why would you think Golos is different? Because Mikam Eidor Rabbi Le Raisa that Remeis Siv Chaktush Rishayin Kitchel Lashayit Avalai Kitchel Asad Lovay. If that's the case, once it was Hadi Kablu, it's not Negeya. Today we live in the world of La'acha, the Hadi Kablu. Oh, if we live in the world of La'acha, the Hadi Kablu, so Lachur Yeshleim, we have a real Chiv to keep the Rabbanah. It's nothing to do with what's going to be. Yeah, that was a Cheshman once. But now we have a Be'etzim de Gechiv. Be'etzim de Gechiv. So who said it's Tali and what's going to be? When Mashiach's going to come? And if that's the case, today it's only a Carmelist. So Yeshleimar, maybe for a Carmelist, there should be no Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, Dalaramis B'Shasaram.